are listening to 89.1 CHUO FM. My name is Gabby, and this is your Wednesday news. The Ottawa-Carleton District School Board, OCDSB, held a meeting of the Committee of the Whole on Tuesday, June 8th. During this meeting, board trustees heard speeches from 13 public delegates. The public delegates overwhelmingly called for the removal of police officers in OCDSB schools. More specifically, delegates called for the end of the Student Resource Officer Program, or the SRO program, which assigns a police officer to each school. This meeting came a day after Asilu Collective, a Black and Brown-led feminist group, released their report outlining the effects of police presence in schools. Asilu's report found that police presence in schools is harmful to marginalized students. In a press conference held on Monday, June 7th, for the launch of the Asilu report, Haley Dash, co-founder of Asilu, pointed to the report done by OCDSB's Office of the Human Rights and Equity Advisor, HREA, as further proof that police in schools and the SRO program are not beneficial to the student body. Here is what Dash had to say on Monday.
What we have found through our report is consistent with what racialized communities have been speaking to for decades, which is that policing is violence, and to expose our youth to such cruelty is unjust, to say the least. Ottawa's SRO program must be immediately terminated as per our recommendations in this report. Asilu Collective is demanding, as we have been for a year now, that OCDSB, OCSB, CERCCR, NCERPRO immediately terminate their SRO programs and end all relationships with Ottawa Police Services that are not provincially mandated. The OCDSB review has supported our demands with their recommendations to the Board of Trustees to 1, end OCDSB's SRO program, and 2, revise all relevant contractual commitments and policies to limit police involvement at all OCDSB schools to only what is provincially mandated. Our report, in tandem with OCDSB's Human Rights and Equity Advisors' conclusions, demonstrate that we do not need more evidence, we do not need more reports, commissions, or investigations. The facts are clear. Students want cops out of their schools now, and we want police-free schools Ottawa-wide.
The findings of the HREA's report were presented to the OCDSB by Mary Jane Farish at Tuesday's Committee of the Whole meeting.
In our response to the report, we reflect that changes do need to be made to limit police engagement in schools, create monitoring and accountability mechanisms for when police do need to be involved, and to recenter the engagement, welcoming, and success of all students in the school setting. The observations presented in the HREA's report question the hypothesis that relationship building with police through resource officers in schools achieves positive outcomes for students and the intended objectives of the program as it currently operates. The observations presented in the HREA's report also question the belief that presence of police officers in schools makes school a safer place. Feedback from participants in the consultation did not confirm either assumption. We want to be clear that the personal integrity of any individual or their intentions, both district and OPS staff, is not in dispute or meant to be judged in the examination of this review, nor in the examination of the observations or in the response of the HREA's report. We also want to be clear that the examples of the positive relationships, interactions, and outcomes in some instances do not mitigate nor neutralize the harm expressed by many stakeholders from minoritized identities who spoke about a level of distrust and fear felt in response to our involvement of police in schools. It was clear from these stakeholder groups' reports that distrust and fear is not being addressed or repaired in the types of activities that are intended through police involvement in schools. And in fact, the presence of police in their schools intensifies their negative feelings and experiences in our schools. We hope that what is clear from this review, that this review report and our response to it, is that we have heard the voices from stakeholders, and it is evident that reflection of our practice is indeed required, and that it is the voices of students, families, and staff who are impacted the most, who we need to listen to and to understand.
In light of the information presented by Asilu Collective, their allies, and the Office of the HREA, Board Trustee Lyra Evans tried to move for the board to take action on the recommendations presented in the report. These recommendations were that the board end its participation in the School Resource Officer Program and revise and harmonize all relevant contractual commitments, policies, and procedures to limit police involvement at schools to necessary involvement, introduce accountability and transparency mechanisms for all police involvement, and embed Indigenous rights, human rights, and children's rights, and survivor-centered practices. Trustee Evans seemed shocked to find out that she could not actually put forward any motions at yesterday's meeting because the board had only planned to discuss police involvement in schools. Here is what Trustee Evans had to say when she was told there was no plan for the board to take immediate action.
We get reports and they say recommendation. And this one has recommendation one, that the OCDSB end its participation in the School Resource Officer Program, and recommendation two, that the OCDSB revise and harmonize all relevant contractual obligations, policies, and procedures to limit police involvement in schools. Why can't I move that?
Because this is item for discussion, Trustee Lara.
So we can put nothing on the floor?
No, nothing on the floor this time.
Trustee Evans then tried to put forward a motion changing the agenda item from a discussion item to an action item. This would allow the board to take a vote on whether or not to end the SRO program during last night's meeting. This motion was shut down by meeting chair Keith Penny. When Trustee Evans challenged Penny's decision to not take action on the recommendations put forward by Asilu and the HREA, the board voted to uphold the chair's decision. This led to frustration from Asilu, who has been calling for the removal of police presence in schools for a year. Haley Dash said that herself and Asilu were under the impression that the board would be able to vote on ending the SRO program that same night, but that was not the case. Dash said the deferral of voting as a result of petty bureaucracy is shameful, to say the least. Another person involved with Asilu, Mae Mason, spoke at yesterday's meeting as a delegate. They said that deferring the decision ignored the harm that may be caused by police and schools in the interim.
I definitely think that just suspending the program really follows like a reformist framework. And we've seen like year after year that these reforms like really don't work. And that what happens while we try and like trial and error to see what reforms will do better is that people are literally harmed. There are students that do not feel like they can come to school, that do not feel valued at school, myself included, who had to be subject to the shaming and blaming of sexual assault victims by SRO officers. You know, what happens when we try and juggle things and see if we can set them up differently is that the people in the interim during those periods are still being harmed. So I am calling for a complete end to the program, starting as immediately as feasibly possible.
Mason also said that deferring the decision and suspending the SRO program instead of terminating it followed a reformist framework which is insufficient for marginalized communities. Asilu, as an abolitionist group, also thinks that reform or suspension of police programs is not enough. Here is Dash on police reform compared to police abolition and why reform is not enough for her.
Time and time again, we have seen that police reform doesn't actually help marginalized communities. We see this in Canada. We see this in the U.S. Things like body cameras, they don't actually do anything. Police violence, brutality, and murders continue to happen despite this. It is now caught on camera. However, the outcomes are the same. So we, Asilu, as an abolitionist collective, we do not believe in police reform. And this is because we know for a fact that this is not effective in supporting students, it is not effective in supporting racialized communities and gender oppressed people and other marginalized youth and people in Ottawa.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.